Good evening, my friends. You're listening to the Gospel Ministry with Brother Moore. Hear it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening at 5 p.m. right here on KPRO Inspirational Radio, 1570 a.m. on your dial. Call a friend and hold on. I'll be right back with the gospel.
Step in the furnace a long time ago. Got old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What they do? Came back to town to tell that the party's on his own. Yeah. Really been good, yeah. Look again. I ain't got time to sing it all.
Did you know that there is a major difference between religion with an S, and Christianity? You see, Christianity was founded, organized, and taught by Jesus Christ. That's Christianity, a faith and a belief in Jesus, God's only Son. He came and taught what Christianity really is. And then there's religion, which is promoted, organized, founded, and taught by man. The difference here is one is of the truth and the other one is of a lie. You have to know the difference simply by getting into your Bible, the King James Version, studying what Jesus taught, study the Old Testament history in King James, and then go from there. You will truly find out the difference between Christianity versus other religions.
I'm going to stay under the blood and the world can't do me no harm. How many of y'all going to stay under the blood? I'm talking about the blood of Jesus now. I'm going to stay under the blood.
Here is Slim and the Supreme Angels singing for you. I'm going to stay under the blood.
And the world. When they take Jesus and nail him to the cross.
one of those soldiers were mean enough to go back, Mom. And here's Jesus in the sky. The Bible says blood and water ran down the streets of Jerusalem. A long time, I wanted to know what the water was for. I knew the blood, it was blood, yeah. Can I get a witness tonight? The blood, it was for baptism and redemption too. Can I get a witness? Somebody, you know what I'm talking about. But you know what that water was for. All of the prophets have been dead a long time. They had never been baptized. And that water ran down the streets of Jerusalem. It baptized Moses. It baptized Daniel. It baptized David. Can I get with it to tonight? But the main part about it, when one drop of Jesus hit that ground, y'all know what it does? It caused the earthquake. The devil has been there a long time. Got up out of the grave and began to walk the streets of Jerusalem. When I did a witness tonight, somebody said, "Sure." I know some of y'all may want to know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all may want to know what I'm talking about. Let me just take my time and tell you.
The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood.
Oh, I've been there so long. Y'all don't want to hear no more tonight. His blood is sufficient tonight. Can I get a witness? That's it, Mama. The reason I know that his blood is so great tonight. How many of y'all remember reading when God told Moses to go down there and tell Pharaoh to let my people go? He told Moses, said, "Now if Pharaoh don't hearken to your words, I'm going to kill all the firstborn. But what you do, you go back and tell the children of Israel, to kill an animal and put the blood up over that door. And when death angel come by, can I get a witness? When death angel come by, when death angel come by, it'll fly over. Can I get a witness here tonight? Now listen, if it'll do it for an animal, what do you think it'll do for Jesus? Can I get a witness? When the demon spirits come upon you, if I got a witness here tonight, I want you to raise your hand. When the demon forces come upon you, you plead the blood of Jesus. Say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Did you know that there was a major difference between Christianity, faith, and religions? Many people don't even know that. There is no comparison between Christianity and religion. I have a verse here in the Bible that I'd like to be speaking from today concerning Christianity and other religions. Here in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1, I'm going to read verses 1 through 6 for you. Jesus have already spoken to the issue that there many have come and said, "Lord, Lord," but he said, "I don't even know them." These are the people that are deceiving and corrupting the word and trying to alter the word of God and do all kind of devilish things to mislead people. But here in 1 John chapter 4, the Bible speaks of testing the spirit, or try the spirit, to see if they are of God. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit." And can I clarify a little bit? When it speaks to spirits here, it's simply talking about another human being. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God's. Because many false prophets, this include teachers and preachers and pastors and all those that are false standing against Jesus, many false prophets are gone out into the world. Verse 2 says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Verse 3, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. That human being is professing and preaching and teaching for the devil. He is not on the side of Jesus Christ. He's working for the devil himself. And he's called Antichrist. He's against Christ. Whereof you have heard that it shall come, and even now already is in the world. The Antichrist is already here, working his evilness undercover. Verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome him, overcome them, because greater is he that is in you and he that is in the world. Verse 5, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. Verse 6, we are of God. He that knoweth God hears us. He that is not of God hears not God, hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I want you to read that whole chapter, verses 4, chapter 4, verses 1 through 21 in 1 John. It goes into details about the enemy of God and who he is, and then it points out the Antichrist spirit that is in the land today teaching and deceiving many. Let me get into this religion versus Christianity. Religion is simply a man-made process. And here's some definitions that I just want to share with you about this. Religion was founded and is founded by man. It is his or her own theology or philosophy. It is a system of attitude towards something that they believe in. Their belief is centered around rituals and work. Yes, they believe that you got to work your way through to get to Jesus, to get to God, to get to heaven. They believe in rituals, and they base everything around the rituals. They practice and worship in their own synagogues, teaching and preaching their own philosophy and theology. Some of you might be caught up into these kind of organization right now, but listen to me very carefully. It is called a false religion when they teach against the very word of God. When they go against the Bible and what God has already said about Christianity, then they teach us against it. That Jesus called them Antichrist. You know, he had a lot of trouble with the Antichrist spirit in the Bible. Here he spoke against the Pharisees and the Sadducees and some Jews that spoke against him and his word. They spoke against his teaching of grace. The Bible says when they stand against him, they are not of him. When they stand against Jesus, they are not of Jesus. Christianity tells us that God's word was originated, that God's word is originated and inspired by God. God inspired the word and gave it to man, and man began to write the Holy Bible. The word of God is inspirational. and is not a man, but of God himself. Verse 16 says that the word, the Holy Word, was given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Here in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Talking about the origin of the Holy Bible and how we got the scriptures from God. The Bible said the word of the Holy Bible was given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And in verse 17 said that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. What is the definition of a Christian believer? Christianity is a way of life and was founded by the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 and 12. Our Christian way of life is based on the doctrine of Jesus. Here in 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, verses 1 through 58. You need to read that. Paul is teaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christianity faith is designed for all believers. The faith in Christianity is designed for all believers. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. The Christian faith centers itself around salvation by faith. Christ's teaching here in Acts 4:12. The teaching of Christianity produces changes in our lives. 1 Corinthians 6 and 11. Christianity is a belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, which was first noted in Antioch, Acts 11, verse 26. Religion and Christianity has no comparison or no interest in each other. One is ordained and driven by old Satan himself, by his spirit, and the other one is inspired of God and driven by the Holy Spirit to teach us, lead us, and to guide us into all truth. The man of God knows and understands the fullness